Welcome back to halftime here of our football games on 95.7 KQWC and 92.9 and 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here. We just got done talking with Webster City Senior Ava Peterson. Now we're talking with Roland Story Senior Elizabeth Eiley. Elizabeth, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, of course.
So, obviously, right now, you're in the middle of your senior cross-country season. Obviously, your cross-country team's had a fantastic year, winning a conference title, just to name a couple of the accomplishments you guys had. And just for you personally, how do you feel your final go-around at cross-country has gone?
It's been really great and really fun. We've all come together to kind of just make this the best season we can. And we've definitely done that. Our coach, Ashley, I know, is super proud of us. And it's just really fun to watch everyone accomplish their goals and become the team that we are.
And outside of cross country, what are some of the other activities you've been involved in the last 4 years at Roland Story?
So I've been in basketball and track. I'm looking to have a good basketball season, and same with track this year. So,
and with those activities you're involved in, as well as your time in high school, obviously there's going to be a couple, I'd say, memorable moments that stand out, that just stick right out to you, whether that's on the court, in the field, or in the classroom. What would maybe be those, that one or two memorable moments that really stick out to you in your time in high school?
I would probably say when we went to state for basketball, which was my, I guess, freshman and sophomore year, but sophomore year specifically, because we just had a great team, like, connection, and it was just a really fun moment for all of us to be able to get to state and give our seniors one last go about it. And yeah, hopefully we can do that again this year.
And kind of piggybacking off of that, talking about biggest achievements. Now, this could, like I said, be, on the field, on the court, or in the classroom. What would you say your biggest achievement has been so far in your high school career?
Probably coming back after my hip surgery. I was kind of unsure about running. And so this season I had no expectations, and I think just me coming back and getting the success that I've had has been a pretty big achievement for me.
All right. And kind of moving on from that and talking about maybe you outside of school, what are some things that you like to do when you're not involved in your activities or at school?
I love hanging out with my friends and going to dinner and hanging out with family. We do a lot of family activities, whether that's like golfing, we do a lot of that, as well as go for walks. We take our dog for a walk all the time, so super fun.
And, outside of that, you talk about hanging out with your friends, and if you were to ask your friends about how you, Elizabeth Eiley, are, how you are as a person, how would they describe you as a person, maybe even in the classroom and in on the court or on the field?
Yeah, I'm guessing they would say that I laugh a lot, which is probably true. I'm a very outgoing person, and I just like to have a lot of fun. So they would probably say that.
Gotcha. And kind of segueing from that into some more heavy-hitting questions, I'd like to say. First of all, obviously, in high schoolers learn a lot of lessons in their time in high school. If there's one valuable lesson that you would have been able to pass down to your younger self or to a younger sibling or just someone younger that's coming up into high school, what would you say is the most valuable thing that you've learned in your time in high school?
I would say don't take anything too seriously. Obviously, you want to put your best foot forward, but you should always remember that, like, having fun is the most important thing. So if it makes you happy, do it, and I'm sure you'll find success if it makes you happy. So just continuing on with that will definitely make your life a lot better, and especially high school.
And finally, I like to save this question last for all of our seniors, and we're talking about role models with this one. Obviously, everyone in high school has got great role models, whether it's teachers, coaches, it's your parents, it's your older siblings. It could be someone that was just a couple years ahead of you that maybe kind of showed you the ropes a little bit. Who would you say are those one or two role models for you in your time in high school?
So obviously a big one is my mom. But I would say my other one is my cousin Molly. She's always been a super great role model for me, and I've always been able to talk to her and look to her for anything I need, and she's been really great.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior cross-country season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Elizabeth Eiley here in our Senior Spotlight interview presented by Iowa Central Community College. Back with second half action after this.